So it's expected to be the winter's controversial film, sort of an art film, kind of an indie movie. It took a long time to get made. It's called Blue Valentine, and it's a somber marital drama starring actor Ryan Gosling and actress Michelle Williams.
Maybe we have to get out of this house. Let's go get drunk and make love. Now, do you want or do you want the future? Make a decision, man, please.
Now, normally a film like this wouldn't necessarily make it into the news, but yesterday a controversial decision was reversed by the Motion Picture Association of America. It had an NC-17 rating, which is sort of the worst, which actually restricts the number of theaters that the movie can go in. And actually restricts the ability of the filmmakers to actually market the film. But yesterday, the MPAA overturned its decision and lowered the rating to an R after appeals from the studio, cast, and crew, including the head of the Weinstein Group, Harvey Weinstein, who was actually at the hearing yesterday. One of the appealing stars, one of the stars of the film, Ryan Gosling, was actually in our studio yesterday, and hours before the ruling, he had his own sort of comment, and it's tinged with bitterness about the decision to originally award this film an NC-17.
The whole thing is confusing, and I have so many questions, and it's frustrating because I don't think that they're going to be answered. You know, that's one thing I don't think that people realize is that the NC-17 doesn't mean that, you know, just kids under 17 can't see the film. We're not saying that we think they should. What people don't realize is that if you get an NC-17, it means it can't play in major theater chains. And you also can't even air spots for it on television. So you're not saying by giving an NC-17 that you don't want kids to see this film. You're really saying that you don't want anyone to see this film.
The scene is innocuous, and I'm not, you know, endorsing, anything in particular, but I guess, you know, what is the taste question here? I mean, is it that can happen, you know, with the male as the object, but not for a female in the 21st century? It seems to me there's some sort of feminist analysis here that comes out pretty unfavorably for women.
Well, look, we can only speculate. I mean, they have their own reasoning for this, and they don't really have to explain it to you. I mean, if you look at it, it's hard to justify. You see so many films with men on the receiving end of, sexual pleasure, and that's
comedy.
That's fine, you know. I mean, but if a woman's on the receiving end of it, I mean, it seems like if there's violence involved, if it's sex by way of violence, it's considered entertainment. If it's sex by way of love, it's pornographic.
It's actor Ryan Gosling from the film Blue Valentine, and we're both sort of talking euphemistically about an oral sex scene in there that was responsible for an NC-17 rating by that film, a rating decision which was reversed yesterday by the Motion Picture Association of America. To talk about the history of ratings and the strategy and patterns of ratings since they've been around for quite some time is our own Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway Movie contributor. Were you surprised by this ruling, Rafer?
Was I surprised by it? It's always difficult to tell, I think, what the MPAA is going to do. People are always a little taken aback. The other thing that the Weinstein Company is mad about is that their other movie, The King's Speech, which, if you've seen it, is essentially a PG or maybe PG-13 film, but it has an R rating simply because the F word is used repeatedly. In a very funny way, it's a very funny scene, the way in which it's done. It's not used in a sexual context, but Colin Firth does use it some, 20 times in a row. And it got the R rating, and that was the end of that. Now it has an R rating, and that's it.
And, you know, there is a bit of history here in the sense that in the very beginning, the R rating pretty much meant frontal female nudity, period. And anything beyond that was an X, and we don't longer use X rating anymore. If anything, X is a porn brand. There are also films that try to get an R because R is actually a box office draw, even though NC-17 is a box office turnoff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the NC-17 rating basically replaced the X rating. X took on that whiff of pornography, and I think the MPAA wanted something that would say, listen, this is a respectable, quote-unquote, film. It's not a porn film, but it's still, people under 17 shouldn't be admitted. You know, the R rating too, though, can be kind of a killer at the box office. I mean, you, for the most part, if you are a studio, what you want to be making are PG and PG-13 movies so that you can get that family audience and bring those people out. Obviously, you're going to get a lot of action films that like to have an R rating because that way people know that they're going to see, you know, some heads butted and probably some topless women. But for the most part, I think you want to aim as widely as you can.
And what do you think of Ryan Gosling's suggestion here that if there's violence involved in sex, it's entertainment and gets an R? If the man is the object of pleasure, it's considered entertainment and normal. But if it's an oral sex scene where a woman is sort of the object of pleasure, it's considered pornographic. Do you buy that pattern?
I think he is right. I mean, the MPAA has long taken a lot of criticism for, you know, for instance, what he's saying is true. Films have gotten exceedingly violent. I don't know how many times, how many of the recent Saw films you've seen, but I mean, they've gotten exceedingly violent, exceedingly gory, and those things get an R rating. But you know, you cross a similar line with sex, and suddenly you're looking at an NC-17. I thought one thing Ryan Gosling said that was very interesting was that when a man is engaged in this particular sexual act that we're talking about, it's comedy. I mean, you can think of I can't even name as many examples that I've seen where this particular thing is used as sort of a crude joke in a film, and it's perfectly acceptable. He's right on that.
And, you know, the other thing, violence doesn't really get rated except in this sort of kind of half-sincere way. But some violent images would have serious sort of clinical consequences, I would think, for young people.
It's possible. You know, Natural Born Killers first received an NC-17 rating. They cut it so that it would become an R. A Clockwork Orange, another example of a very graphically violent film, that got an NC-17 rating initially. They cut it to make it an R. You know, the MPAA perennially takes a lot of heat for its guidelines and for what people think is the kind of arbitrary nature. I think most people in Hollywood, even critics and observers, most people agree that they're just kind of trying to do their best and making a judgment call. But, you know, you can't please everyone, especially when marketing and promotion materials and millions
right.
of dollars are on the line.
Before we go, is Quentin Tarantino, does he like the NC-17 rating? Does any director like it?
I don't think any director likes it because what it essentially means is your film is just not going to get seen.
yeah.
You remember Showgirls back in 1995? That got an NC-17. The studio said, great, this will be, you know, great publicity.
It bombed.
And look what happened to that
Indeed.
Movie.
All right, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway Movie contributor, talking to us from his home in New York about the NC-17 rating that was reversed against the movie Blue Valentine. We spoke with Ryan Gosling, and we'll probably be speaking with him more when the movie actually comes out. You can hear more of Rafer along with our producer, Kristen Meinzer, on their podcast, Movie Date. They talk about the latest flicks, and you can listen in by downloading it at thetakeaway.org. And we're starting that series on values next week. We need your help. Values can be anything, but when you think of the phrase American values, what does it mean to you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll play the responses. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.